Greg Sharp welcoming you back to Memorial Stadium. 21-10 Huskers with the lead at halftime. We're delighted to be joined by Nebraska President J.B. Milliken. Good first half. You got your black on and you brought a guest. You got everything happening here.
I got everything going. I got my red cowboy boots.
You
and they're working today.
I missed that.
Thank goodness. No, this is a great game. I'd like it a little better if it were 21-3, but 21-10 is okay. We'll get into the second half and keep playing like we've been. I brought with me today Jeff Rakes, who's here often at Husker games. He is actually the biggest Husker supporter in Seattle, Washington. Maybe one of the biggest ones in Ashland, Nebraska, too. Anyway, Jeff's, as you know, the CEO of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has been so supportive of some of the university's key priorities. But mainly Jeff and his wife, Trish, have been supportive of the university through the Rakes School and other things. Just been tremendous supporters of ours in the Capitol campaign. And I like to call Jeff my intellectual partner. He's the brains in the partnership, and he keeps things going.
Well, Jeff, it's great to have you back. Congratulations on your retirement announcement. And I know we've talked, and JB and I have talked a lot about Nebraska's investment into the university's Water for Food Institute, and I know as the head of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that inspires you as well. Talk about that.
Well, I think it's really important in this century for us to understand that one of the most precious resources we're going to have to manage well is water. And in particular, 70 to 75% of human consumption of water goes through food production. Mm-hmm. So in the last century, we had a lot of wars, a lot of tension over oil. In this century, we're going to have a lot of problems around the world in water. And here in Nebraska, not only do we have great assets, great intellectual horsepower to help us understand how to use that resource here in food production in Nebraska, but to inspire people globally. And that's why the Global Water for Food Institute is so important. It's a great asset of the university.
And JB, you've been traveling, spreading that message, and even as recently as this week.
I got back yesterday from Brazil, where I was helping to lead a Brazil-U.S. Innovation Summit. And one of the key themes of the summit was food, fuel, and water nexus. And there were a lot of U.S. universities represented, Texas A&M, Virginia, University of California, and others. But you would be pleased to know that the university mentioned most often as being in the lead in water for food security was the University of Nebraska. They're very interested in the work that we're doing here. And one of the most important tools that we've developed at the university with the support of Jeff and his colleagues at the Gates Foundation is this Global Yield Gap Atlas and Water Productivity Atlas. And we talked about that in Brazil this week because we just released the results for Brazil that we developed there on the ground with leading partners, the leading university in Brazil and their Agriculture Research Institute. So it was a great week to be there to demonstrate what the global nature of this partnership with the leadership coming right from Lincoln, Nebraska.
And Jeff, as a Nebraska native, that has to give you some pride that Nebraska's on the forefront of this.
Well, it certainly does. And this, it's going to be very important for us to figure out how to feed 9 billion people by 2050 and really understanding where in the world is there a gap in yield that can be addressed where intellectual horsepower for food production, agricultural productivity can be applied to make a difference for people all across the nation and all across the world. And so right here at the university, the Gates Foundation helped to invest in this tool, this yield gap analysis tool, so that we can help inspire people to take on that challenge.
JB, talk about some other areas that maybe have generated some interest on your trip.
Well, one of the things we've tried to do, Greg, is no matter where we are, whether it's China, India, Turkey, Brazil, is we focused on a set of priorities that are great strengths of Nebraska and that address global challenges. So food and water, obviously, is one of those, but early childhood is one with our Buffett Early Childhood Institute, public health, cancer treatment and prevention is another. These are areas where we're working in each of these countries in research and in student education and in outreach and patient care.
Brazil's a little ways away, but can you lure some students from down there?
You know, this is one of the interesting things that probably few people know about it unless they read the stories within the last couple weeks. Brazil has a major program to send 100,000 students abroad. It used to be called Science Without Borders. Now it's called the Student Mobility Program. The first semester that they sent students abroad a year and a half ago, Nebraska was the single largest recipient of students from Brazil. So all those kids from Rio and Sao Paulo in January showed up in Lincoln and Omaha and Kearney, Nebraska. It was a real treat for them. I had them all over at my house for dinner. We loaned them some coats. But this year there was a national news story, people calling Nebraska to say, what's going on there? Because we were in the top three universities in the country this second year. We have over 100 students from Brazil as part of this program. This is a program where the Brazilian government is sending their students for STEM education, science, technology, engineering, math, to the best universities in the world. So something that we have to be proud of, a lot of them coming here for information technology, engineering, and agriculture. It's a great program, and we're pleased to be a part of it, and we're going to have a lot of great ambassadors in Brazil.
That's great. Well, thank you for the update on that. Jeff, great to see you back here. We hope you're going to come back more now that you have some free time on your hands.
Well, that's certainly my intention. I love being back here in Nebraska.
He's got to do more than just drive his handicap down, so we're going to have to spend a lot more time on the university campus.
Jeff Rakes, along with J.B. Milliken, Nebraska President. Good to see you both.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
More halftime coming up from IMG College. This is the Husker Sports Network.